Leo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew.
Interesting there, Charlie Appleby with QE, that he may bypass Geelong next week simply down because Kieran McAvoy is out suspended, that they might in fact go to Bendigo because maybe Kieran would be available there.
What an amazing vote of confidence in Kieran, and why not after the ride he gave Folkswood at the weekend and the success he had for Charlie last spring. But speaking of QE, Andrew, he looked amazing on the track this morning, and he looks ready to go. Would they go to Geelong next week or wait for Bendigo?
Yeah, we'll wait and see on that one. I know there's a few jockey managers chasing down QE if it does run next Wednesday for sure. Aidan O'Brien, we just spoke with him about Johannes Vermeer, and it seems to be the reports back to him are very solid on the horse the way it's come out of last Saturday.
Yeah, he worked on the synthetic this morning with the Taj Mahal. They last 1,400 in about a minute 40. And by all accounts, TJ Comfort hasn't come out of quarantine yet, but very happy with the work. Nick Williams was down to watch it. And they're pleased with all of their runners, including Rekindling down the other end and also US Army Ranger.
Okay. And just on the Taj Mahal, did you talk to Nick Williams? Is there a suggestion that he could back up in the Cox Plate?
Absolutely. And there'll be a blinker change. They think that his run on Saturday at Caulfield has switched him on, and his work since has been much livelier. Notoriously lazy track worker, but they think the addition of blinkers and going to the Cox Plate is on a very, when you look at his form line out of the Secretariat, with the success that Aidan's had previously launching towards the Cox Plate out of that race, it'd be a massive form reversal for this horse to even get in the placings. But they're confident now that we're going to see the best of the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, Aidan said that he is a good backup horse. So it will be interesting, obviously, that Cox Plate field. It'll be reasonably small in number with Winks there. But we heard yesterday Royal Symphony's going there and now the Taj Mahal. We may get to sort of around 8, 9, maybe around that mark.
I think the Happy Clapper is confirmed as well.
Yeah.
Not certain about that, but yeah, I reckon they'll get to that mark, and we're going to be a fabulous race, just seeing potentially history in the making and quality field taking on the best mare in the world.
Yeah. Anything else from the internationals, Marmello? We know Hugh Bowman was there yesterday. It would have been a light morning. And what about Wicklow Brave this morning?
He went out again, the workhorse, after his outing to Kyneton yesterday, and he looked a picture this morning. Dave Casey, his normal track rider, didn't work in this morning, but it was just a bit of light interval work for him. And yeah, in terms of fitness, there won't be too many fitter going into the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, he's been doing that interval training since he's been there. And well, they know what they require, the Willie Mullins team now, don't they?
Absolutely. And this horse last year, he didn't travel out so well. This year he's been more settled, and Dave said that he travelled like a lamb up and back to Kyneton yesterday, and which is a great sign. He's going to the races for the first time in a while on Saturday, and he goes there a very fit horse.
Yeah, the only thing, Joe will need a good ride from Barrier 16, although he does get back a little bit, doesn't he?
He will, and you look at Frankie's ride in the Melbourne Cup last year. He was just wide basically the whole way down the straight the first time, and they're looking for some magic from Joe, and hopefully they get it. This horse, we'd love to see him run to his best in Australia.
All right. They're the horses that are running this Saturday in the Caulfield Cup, now with that draw out in the final field. We haven't covered off, Leo, the second group of internationals. They arrived on Saturday. Have you seen much of them yet?
They've done mostly light work so far, Andrew. They crank it up towards the end of this week, maybe Friday when you're down here, but certainly as of Monday, they'll start to wind it up. And we've seen Max Dynamite and his stablemate Thomas Hodgson out there, also Rekindling, Nikita, and US Army Ranger. So they'll start winding up next week. By all accounts, they travel down well, only minor weight loss for Max Dynamite. He lost quite a bit last time he came down in 2015 when he ran second in the Melbourne Cup. This time down, he's been much easier, and also good reports from around Thomas Hobson.
Okay, all right, we'll talk more about them as we get through, but the main focus is on Saturday's Caulfield Cup. And as you mentioned, we are broadcasting there as we normally do on Caulfield Cup Eve. We'll be at Werribee. We'll have the guys dropping into our broadcast area there with boxes of chocolates galore. See, I've got to get them, just got to get them there. So we'll be doing all that, and our listeners will get all the latest information relevant to the Caulfield Cup. That's live from Werribee on Friday morning. Leo, thanks for your time. We'll chat tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Leo Schlink there from News Limited.